From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. 22-year-old Jared Lee Loeffner is being held on five counts following his first court appearance in Saturday's mass shootings in Tucson. The charges against Loeffner include two counts of killing an employee of the federal government and two counts of attempting to kill federal employees. NPR's Martin Kosky was in the courtroom and says Loeffner briefly answered a judge's questions.
The charges were read to him, including the charge of attempted assassination of a member of Congress. Loeffner was not required at this point to enter a plea, and he did not enter one. He responded that he understood them, and he responded that he understood the process he was going through.
NPR's Martin Kosky. President Obama plans to attend a memorial service in Tucson on Wednesday for the victims of Saturday's shooting rampage. As NPR's White House correspondent Ari Shapiro reports, Mr. Obama led the nation in a moment of silence earlier today.
Hundreds of staffers gathered on the lawn as a freezing wind blew through the south portico of the White House. A few moments before 11 a.m., President Obama and the First Lady came out and stood silently. At the other end of Pennsylvania Avenue, hundreds of people who work in Congress gathered on the steps of the Capitol to observe the moment. It began with the bell rung at the White House. The White House described the observance as a time to come together as a nation in prayer or reflection, keeping the victims and their families closely at heart. Separately, the president signed a proclamation calling for flags to be flown at half-staff. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, the White House.
The U.S. Supreme Court has left intact a federal law that makes it a crime for anyone convicted of a violent felony to own, possess, or buy body armor. As NPR's Nina Totenberg reports, two justices dissented.
The federal law was enacted after police were killed by assailants wearing body armor. The lower courts have consistently upheld the law, and today the Supreme Court refused to review a challenge brought by a Washington state man sentenced to 18 months in prison under the act. Two justices, however, dissented. Justice Clarence Thomas, joined by Justice Antonin Scalia, said the logic of the lower court decision upholding the conviction, quote, threatens the proper limits on Congress's commerce power and may allow Congress to exercise police powers that our Constitution reserves to the states. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
The U.S. Supreme Court is also refusing to hear the appeal of a Texas woman claiming her U.S.-born daughter should not have been deported. Monica Castro says border agents should have taken the child away from her father when he was returned to Mexico. A federal court blocked Castro's attempt to sue the government, and the high court rejected her appeal. U.S. stocks closed mixed today as investors await the latest round of corporate earnings reports. The Dow lost 37 points. This is NPR News. Former House Majority Leader Tom DeLay has been sentenced to 3 years in prison for money laundering and conspiracy. Last November, DeLay was convicted of aiding in the role of a scheme to funnel money to candidates for state office in Texas. He says he feels no remorse over the charges because he doesn't think he did anything wrong. DeLay was convicted in November on the charges of money laundering and conspiracy. The Texas Republican says he believes the charges are politically motivated. Officials in Australia's Queensland state now say more than 70 people are missing because of the region's flooding. Dozens of people had to be rescued today as high water from weeks of heavy rain swept through the city of Toowoomba. British filmmaker Peter Yates, who directed the thrillers Bullet and The Deep, died in London yesterday after a long illness. He was 82. NPR's Bob Mondello has this remembrance.
If you've ever seen a film sequence that sounds like this, thank Peter Yates. In Bullet, Yates revolutionized the movie car chase, using driver's point of view shots to put audiences inside Steve McQueen's Mustang as he careened through the hills of San Francisco at 110 miles an hour. Yates could also do sentiment, as he proved in a pair of Best Picture nominees, the backstage drama The Dresser, which earned Albert Finney an Oscar nomination, and the bike racing comedy Breaking Away. That one was about a teenager so obsessed with Italy's bike team that he romances a college girl in Italian prior to breaking away in a bike race that Peter Yates made a real heart pounder. Bob Mondello, NPR News.
I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.
Support for NPR.